And then we quoted her in our December 20th, 2015 show in the audio file, Yes Men and Sociopaths. She says, "It is unlikely that strictly intellectual attempts to seek explanations and gain understanding during adulthood can be sufficient to undo early childhood conditioning. Someone who has learned at his or her peril to obey unwritten laws and renounce feelings at a tender age will obey the written laws all the more readily, lacking any inner resistance." And that's unquote from Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. What needed awakening does the state want to prevent? That we don't need them and must be self-sufficient? Certainly. But what is our solution to Socrates' dilemma? How do we grasp Prince's choice, be able to think it through authentically, and not give up our right to choose? 2 years ago, we thought it might be through the aid of an emphatic partner. Quote from that show, "The evolution of our love means the state has already been overturned in us. What follows is mere housekeeping tasks." So I guess our question could be restated, but not answered by saying the awakening the state wants to prevent is the evolution of our love. But then how do we get there? So accomplishing that means the state has already been overturned in us, and modeling for our fellows still enthralled the empathic parent who releases them from the bondage of their identification with power, with authority, grants them the permission, those few still caught in unconscious patterns, to develop their thought. Our consciousness is enough to withstand the political assault, the backlash, the reaction of power and its agents, the traditional one being co-optation or seduction. And seduction's a big one we're seeing right now. They're using a lot of young people as means for trying to make a case that fascism ain't the state. It's individual haters as opposed to the shadow state using Nicola's weapon to accomplish ends it keeps secret, the primary one being establishing a rigid class system that cannot be undone by our longing for freedom. So seduction is their tactic with a lot of young people searching to belong to something, you know, so they can easily be duped, as we've seen over and over. It's the key tactic, in a sense, of class. They just get the parent to do it. Our consciousness, we said in that show, means we understand the power dynamics of class and how they are reproduced through totalitarian child-rearing methods. Means we understand the identification with authority in wanting to please the parent. Means we have moved on from it to freedom, bringing with us our brothers and sisters. And that is from the November 29, 2015 show, the audio file, Teaches Might Makes Right, power being the implied hidden word there. The subtitle to Alice Miller's book, much of which we read together for the better part of 2015, For Your Own Good, is Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence. Hidden cruelty makes hidden rage, and hidden rage is a personal rage, a specific wound, not an intellectual judgment. When we make it conscious, we give it back.